And now to a drama rivaling Shakespeare in a Pennsylvania courtroom. The state's AG, Kathleen Kane, is on trial, accused of leaking secret grand jury documents to a newspaper to show that former prosecutor Frank Fina bungled a high-profile case. The state says it was revenge because Kane suspected Fina of planting a previous article alleging she botched an investigation, which could have been Fina's revenge for her criticism of his investigation of Penn State assistant football coach Jerry Sandusky, who was ultimately convicted of child abuse. What a tangled web indeed. Katie Culinary is with our contributing station, WHYY. And Katie, Prosecutor Michelle Henry's first words in this trial were, "Revenge is best served cold." She said she was quoting the accused, A.G. Kane. What exactly is Kane accused of doing? Is she's not being accused of handing over the documents to the paper herself.
Right, exactly. She is accused of orchestrating the leak of these secret documents and lying about it under oath to cover it up. And again, prosecutors say she simply did it to get revenge on Fina, the prosecutor who investigated but didn't charge Jerry Mondesir, the former head of the Philadelphia NAACP, who died last year.
Right. I mean, there's just all these cases that are, you know, people in Pennsylvania are very well aware of, but how it spills out onto the national stage is a very ugly political fight. Remind us how it got started.
Right. So you mentioned at the top that there's sort of these dueling newspaper articles, and one appeared in the Philadelphia Inquirer 3 months before the Daily News article that Kane is said to have orchestrated by releasing these secret documents. So that Philadelphia Inquirer article in March 2014 was about how Kane declined to pursue criminal charges against Democratic state lawmakers who were caught taking gifts from an undercover operative. And that was really the first bit of bad press she got since she was elected the state's first female attorney general.
Well, she was Scranton, considered too. From Scranton, a hometown. Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly. And she was considered a Democratic rising star. And so this really made her angry. "This is war," she said in an email to a political consultant that was presented as evidence in the trial yesterday. And prosecutors say she blamed Fina for putting that story out into the press to embarrass her. Of course, her defense team is disputing that idea of any feud, and her lead attorney said yesterday she didn't care one whit about the guy.
And are people buying that? I mean, you know, most states have these political fights that go on behind the scenes. Are people buying that, oh, he left office a few hours after she came in or a few days after she came, she really didn't know about him?
Right. That's an interesting question, because there's actually been, you know, of course, a lot of reporting in the press. What their relationship really was, only those two and maybe those close to them really know. But there have been multiple reports in the press of a lot of animosity between Kane and Fina, and between Kane and other prosecutors. Yeah. That, you know, because she ran on this idea that under Corbett, all these guys didn't really do their jobs.
Well, so now you have a sitting AG whose law license is revoked because of these, part of this is perjury charges. She's had to delegate work to subordinates. We just have a few seconds, but how are people feeling about this? This is their AG.
None of this has been good for her or the attorney general's office. There's been report after report about how dysfunctional the office has gotten, and she's gone through something like 6 different spokespeople in the last year or so. The last one quit because he said he could no longer explain the inexplicable. In the meantime, She's resisted calls to step down.
Well, and the trial is expected to last through the end of the week. We'll keep an eye on it. With WHYY reporter Katie Culinary, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.